Nolte, Democrat run San Francisco faces worst year ever of overdose deaths. By John Nolte on December 6, 2023. Democrat run San Francisco is facing its deadliest year in history for drug overdoses. During the full month of August, all 31 days, San Francisco was hit with an overdose death every 9 hours. Well, this is what happens when you vote for Democrats who declare your city a sanctuary city, refuse to put convicted criminals in jails, and support a southern border that is wide open to third world invaders who bring with them sex trafficking and deadly narcotics. It's terrible, no question. I don't want to see anyone get hurt or die. And my heart breaks for people caught in the horrors of addiction. But this is what the people of San Francisco vote for. Related, San Francisco Police Chief, most pervasive drug area is not even a 1 square mile area, but there's massive addiction. No one who ran for office in this once beautiful city hid their desire to import third world illegals, look the other way with drug cases, or release criminals. And what happened? The idiots of San Francisco voted overwhelmingly to destroy their city. Oh, yeah, they are showing us MAGA-tards a thing or two. As we live here where life is safe, clean, and tolerant. San Francisco is facing its deadliest year ever for drug overdoses, reports the far-left Guardian. A trend blamed on the surge of powerful synthetic fentanyl in the U.S.'s illicit drug supply. The report continues, August was the deadliest month on record, with an overdose death every 9 hours. It's going to be an almost 25% increase over last year. That's crazy and unfortunate, said one addiction specialist. Democrats open the border. Cartels smuggle in fentanyl and meth. These drugs are deliberately dosed to murder Americans. Nevertheless, San Francisco politicians do nothing to reverse its sanctuary policy. Nothing to pressure his fraudulency Joe Biden to secure the border. San Francisco residents approve of this in overwhelming numbers with their votes. And John eats cookies and watches Star Trek because San Francisco is not my problem. Democrats release convicted felons. Felons deal the drugs deliberately dosed to murder Americans. Related, CNN Sidner, drug users come to San Francisco because of lax laws. Nevertheless, San Francisco politicians do nothing to protect its citizens from these predators. San Francisco residents approve of this in overwhelming numbers with their votes. And John eats cookies and watches Star Trek because San Francisco is not my problem. Democrats want to live like this. Living like this is a choice. This is still a free country where citizens choose their rulers. And urban Democrats vote and vote and vote for drug deaths, rioting, looting, gang violence, carjackings, murder, rape, hate crimes, pollution, and poopy streets. I'm supposed to lose a minute's sleep when I live in a great country where everyone gets what they vote for. I vote for this. Democrats vote for this. God bless America. I only watch the original Star Trek because Star Trek without William Shatner is this. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, in December. Though this book cannot fairly be categorized as Christian fiction, it expresses Christian themes as surely as if it were, and more effectively. I marvel at Nolte's creative imagination and his facility for storytelling. David Limbaugh. After your purchase, email jmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests. Borrowed Time is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers and is the perfect Christmas gift. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available on Kindle and audiobook.